Welcome to Westside Grounds in Chicago, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Hahn. Batting second. The center fielder, Fielder Jones. Batting third. The second baseman, Frank Isbell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Roy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jiggs Donahue. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Patsy Doherty. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Tannehill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Walsh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Walsh. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Solly Hoffman. Batting second. The left fielder, Jimmy Sheckard. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Schulte. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Chance. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harry Steinfeld. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Tinker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Evers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Kling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Pfister. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jack Pfister. And now, play ball. Ed Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steinfeld fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fielder Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Isbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Isbell strikes out. Two outs. George Roy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Kling and he is out, Tinker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard strikes out. One out. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoffman. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Isbell applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Doherty. Schulte reaches second base with a double. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Isbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Roy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jiggs Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfister juggles the ball. That's an error on Pfister. Patsy Doherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doherty strikes out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Donahue. The throw from Kling and he is out, Tinker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tannehill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Lee Tannehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tannehill strikes out. Two outs. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling strikes out. One out. Jack Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister strikes out. Two outs. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tannehill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hahn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Evers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fielder Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Frank Isbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Isbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Isbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheckard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tannehill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schulte strikes out. Two outs. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinfeld hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tannehill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Roy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roy is 0-for-1 in the game. Roy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jiggs Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0-for-1 in the game. Donahue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Schulte, who is chasing the ball. Donahue reaches third base with a triple. Patsy Doherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doherty is 0-for-1 in the game. Doherty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tinker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Isbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers strikes out. Sullivan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Evers out. Two outs. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 0 for 1 in the game. Kling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Isbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Tannehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tannehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Tannehill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Walsh takes first base on ball 4. Tannehill moves to second. Ed Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 2 in the game. Hahn is hit by the pitch. Tannehill moves to third. Walsh moves to second. Fielder Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Isbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Isbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Isbell strikes out. Two outs. George Roy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roy is 0 for 2 in the game. Roy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheckard, who is chasing the ball. Roy reaches third base with a triple. Tannehill scores. Walsh scores. O'Neill goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jiggs Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Donahue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Evers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Fister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fister is 0 for 1 in the game. Fister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheckard hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Cubs nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Patsy Doherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doherty is 0 for 2 in the game. Doherty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker misplays the ball. That's an error on Tinker. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Fister fields it and throws to first for the out. Doherty moves to second. One out. Lee Tannehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tannehill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tannehill hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doherty moves to third. Two outs. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walsh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Schultz strikes out. One out. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinfeld hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Cubs nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards third. Steinfeld settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fielder Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Sheckard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Isbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Isbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Isbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tinker strikes out. One out. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 0 for 2 in the game. Kling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Cubs nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Roy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Roy takes first base on ball 4. Jiggs Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. There goes Roy. The throw from Kling and he is safe. Roy steals second. Jiggs Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Donahue bunts towards the mound. Pfister fields it and throws to first for the out. Roy moves to third. One out. Patsy Doherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doherty is 0 for 3 in the game. Doherty hits a ball on the ground score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Sheckard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doc Gessler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gessler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Isbell misplays the ball. That's an error on Isbell. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Isbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gessler moves to second. One out. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 3 in the game. There's a wild pitch. Gessler moves to third. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheckard strikes out. Two outs. Frank Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Schultz strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from West Side Grounds in Chicago.